trading your troubles for a box of bullets.
I've been doing this local music review gig for almost a year now, and I have learned that trying to produce one piece each week can be a very interesting challenge. It seems like just about every band in town locks themselves away throughout the winter to hibernate in their separate recording studios and to work on a new release. Then, in spring, like the crocuses, daffodils, and irises in my wife's flower garden, there's suddenly a colorful explosion of new music, and I find myself weeks, if not months, behind in reviewing some band's new release. Such is the case with Shiny and the Spoons' Box of Bullets.
But someday you'll have to tell me who you keep those bullets for.
In July 2012, Shiny and the Spoon gained national attention when their cover of A-ha's Take on Me went viral on YouTube. Since then, the band has worked diligently to craft Box of Bullets, an album that is as American as eating a warm slice of peach pie on the back porch while you watch the summer sun going down.
Amid a host of bold attacks, you tell me that I'm half the criminal.
I doubt that I'm the first to make this comparison, but Jordan Neff's vocals, particularly in the songs I Don't Like It and Explain, resonate with a warmth and sweetness that bring to mind a young James Taylor.
It's a setup, ring toss, wrong cut.
Similarly, Amber Nash, if it were ever asked of her, could stand toe-to-toe with the likes of Alison Krauss or Emmylou Harris.
I've got some questions for the ex. And the tree that you keep hammering on.
When you combine their strong and unique vocal abilities with Nash's talent for ukulele and Neff's for guitar, and then top that off with the magnificent rhythm section of Pete Brown on upright bass and Matt Frazier on drums, the entire complement of musicians mesh so well and tug so eloquently at your heartstrings that you might not know whether to tap your toes or to cry in your beer. Given the title, the theme of bullets and guns in general seems to be a repeating motif in the lyrics of the album, and in the opening track, Someday Love, and the majority of the songs on Box of Bullets, the overall poetry and sound leans heavily with country overtones. However, for the most part, the album is music of the heartland, or Americana if you need a label, because it will appeal to a much deeper and broader audience.
They say you make your bed, but I'm sleeping now to dream. I'll make a case to mourn the walking dead. And it's so slow to heal.
P. Pieces is a slinky, sliding, blues-driven jam that should be included in everyone's summer road trip soundtrack this year, even if you're just going down the street. Like a character from Edgar Allan Poe, trouble is personified in the heavy waltz piece named December, and in it, trouble simply looms as a dark, silent sentinel. Regarding the song, Honey, I've Flown, I don't know what else to say, but if you can listen to this song with Nash and Neff's beautifully blending vocals and not get chills, you might need to seek medical attention. Got so much time to spend. However, there is simply an inexplicable something about the song Needle that makes it my favorite song on the album. The chord progression, lyrics, harmony, rhythm, and all of the component pieces of the track come together in such a splendid way that I feel this song could be a potential classic in the same category with Kris Kristofferson's Sunday Morning Coming Down. If anyone is looking for a simple one-line summary of this album, the kind you might find posted in big quotation marks somewhere, mine would read like this. Box of Bullets by Shiny and the Spoon is simply a gorgeous collection of sounds that everyone should get to know. We should all be proud that this band calls Cincinnati their home. Box of Bullets is now available for purchase. And Shiny and the Spoon will also be part of Cincinnati's inaugural Buckle Up Festival. They'll be performing on Saturday, July 19th at 2:45 on the Lawn Stage. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.